The Gemara says on Kuf Chaf Aleph of the Beis, Rabbi Simloi Ikla Lepidyon Aben. Bo Minei Pshita Al Pidyon Aben Asher Kedishanu Tzosu V'tzivonu Al Pidyon Aben Avi Aben Mevarech. Baruch Shechiyonu V'kiyimonu V'giyonu L'zman Hazeh Koi Mevarech O Avi Aben Mevarech. Rabbi Simloi came to Pidyon Aben and they asked him a shaila. Al Pidyon Aben, the basic Birchas HaMitzvah, we know the father makes that bracha. Shechiyonu, the extra birchas Shechiyonu that we say on the Pidyon HaBen, who makes that bracha? Is it the Avi HaBen? Is it the father? Or is it the Kohen? Kohen Mevarech the Kamati Ana Liyodei, O Avi HaBen Mevarech the Ka'ovid Mitzvah. Should the Kohen make the birchas Shechiyonu because Mati Ana Liyodei, he gets Hanoah from the Pidyon HaBen, or should the Avi HaBen make the bracha because he's doing the Mitzvah? Lo Hava Biyodei, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Simoi didn't know the answer. Also Shol Be Midrasha. The answer in the Beis Medrash was that the father makes both brachas, both the birchas al pidyon haben, the birchas hamitzvah, and she'achiyonu, birchas ha'avi ha'ben mevarech shtayim. That's the halacha. Very nice, beautiful, short piece of Gemara to conclude the Masechta. Question is, what in the world is this doing? Now, we've been talking about psachim, not pidyon haben. What is it doing over here in the Gemara? So the Rashbam writes, Rabbi Simloi Iklachule, Mishum Da'ayri Masnisim B'Shnei Minei Brochus Ba'odem Echad Amaisa Echad Atoli Zevazek Yom Pesach V'Zevach Shechagiga Bo'a Ima Pesach Mishimachi Nokat Nami Lahai Uvda De'Aviya Ben Mevarshtai. Rashbam says, since we're talking about Birchas HaPesach and Birchas HaZevach, that is the Mishnah in Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Birech, Birchas HaPesach, Potter Eshel Zevach, Olo Potter Eshel Zevach, Machogas Tanoim. And what's that referring to? That's shnei minei brachas, two types of brachas, ba'odam echad, one person, u'maisa echad, and one maisa, one context, if you will. It's not really one maisa. You're eating the Pesach and you're eating the Zevach. It's two different maisim, but it's one context. We're talking about the brachas ha-Pesach, brachas ha-Zevach in one context. Two types of brachas, ba'odam echad. We're trying to figure out, do you make these brachas? So we have a different uvda. We end the Masechta with the bracha of Pidyon HaBen, with the two brachas, Shechiyonu and the brachas HaMitzvah, that the Avi HaBen is Mevorech. And that's the connection to the previous sugya. That's what the Rashbam says. Pretty light connection, according to the Rashbam. We're talking about brachas HaPesach and brachas HaZevach, reciting two brachas in one context. So also in Pidyon HaBen, there are two brachas in this context. So we ask this shaila. The shaila, should the Shechiyonu be recited by the father, by the Kohen? And it turns out that the father, one Adam, one person, makes two brachas. So that's why we call this Gemara over here. That's such a compelling connection. But that's what the Rashbam says. There's a light connection between the previous sugi and this sugi. Comes the Rashash, and he says, no, there's a deeper connection over here. Rashash, the last Rashash in the Masechta. We've seen a lot of Rashash this year. Rashash says, Koi Mevarech Avi HaBen Mevarech, Koi Mevarech, etc. L'chor HaKoshim. The Rashash asks, aside from the question as to what this sugya is doing over here at the end of Psachim, but there's another question. Madua lo yivarechu shneim? Koin al hana oso, ve'avi HaBen al kiyam ha-mitzvahs. Why does the Gemara ask who says Shechiyanu? Maybe they both said Shechiyanu. There are different mechayvim for birchas. Shechiyanu. Sometimes we say Shechiyanu on a mitzvah, the osim is man, the man, a mitzvah that's not so common. And sometimes Shechiyanu is recited on a hano, kona kelim chadashim, person buys an expensive item, expensive suit. Not necessarily every suit, it depends how excited the person is with the purchase of the suit. But, you know, he buys the suit for his chasanas. I think most people are excited by that, not just because of the chasana, but the suit's a little more expensive, it's a choshev the suit. The chas and the suit makes a Shechiyanu. So here too, the coin is nena from the Pidyon HaBen. So frek the Rashash, maybe they should both say Shechiyanu. Well, why do we assume that one says it? The question is, who says it? V'nira l'anios daiti, zok the Rashash, v'em is pitalu, d'shneim tzvichem levarich. Really, they both have to say Shechiyanu. Rak the miboyla miodif levarich v'yotzi eschaveira. The shaila in the Gemara is, both have to say Shechiyanu. The question is, who should recite it for the other? Who should be Motzi Eschaveiro? It doesn't make sense that both should say the same, both should say the bracha at the same context. If one is saying, if they both have to say the bracha, so let one say it for the other. So the question is, who's Adif to be Motzi the other? Dumya, the Plutas Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbanan, he says, similar to the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, the Mishnah Bahari Lofan of Minan Harbe, the Mishnah and Brachis, and the Fnema Bemedibet Amid Beis quotes Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. This is in the packet in page 1. Hayu lefana minim harbi Rabbi Yehuda Amar im yesh b'neim min shiva alavu mevarech v'acham amim mevarech alezim yen sheyirtze. Machlokas tanoim, if you have different minim in front of you, what's adif? What are the dinei kedima? What comes first? Is min shiva kadim or is chaviv kadim? Something from min shiva, from the shiva saminim, you make that bracha first. Or maybe if another item is more chaviv, even if it's not from the shiva saminim, that should come first. What's the question over there? That you have different items in front of you, you want to eat all of them. And the question is, which has the din kedima for bracha? So, Dr. Ashash, that's mamish, the issue over here. Not exactly. Right here, we have a birchas shechiyonu. We want to know who should make the bracha. But it's also a din kedima. Who is kadim to be motzi as chavero? That's the shayla in brachas. Which min is kadim to be motzi as chavero? Should you make the bracha on the shiva samina? Should you make the bracha on the chavit? Let's say it's the same bracha. Let's say they both have the same bracha. But one is from shiva samina and one is chavit. Which is oddest? That's the same shayla, says the Rashash. Over here, shechiyonu has to be recited. But the question is, who is odd? Who has din kedima to be motzi as chavero? Is it Avi Ben or is it the Kohen? So Dr. Ashash, we understand what this Gemara is doing here, right? Once we see that the Ikka Shailin, the Gemara, is who should be motzi as chavero, so then it's mamish linked to the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah was a whole discussion of Machlokas Tanoim with the Birchas HaPesach Poteres, says Shozeva. There are two karbonas that you have to eat. And the question is, does the bracha of one part to the other? Does the bracha of one part to the other? It's not a din kedima, but it's one pattering the other. So that's mamish the same as this shayla. That should the avi ben part of the kohen, or should the kohen part of avi ben? What can something part to the other? So it's more of a link than according to the Rashbam. It's not just stam, two brachas in one context, but rather, it's that we're trying to figure out, is there a din kedima that one should part to the other, that one individual should part to the other, that one carbon can, bracha on one carbon can part to the other. So that's why, says the Rashash, that's why the Gemara brings this sugya, brings this piece, juxtaposed to the Mishnah and to the discussion of whether Brichas HaPesach can part to Rosh Hashanah. The Rashbah in the Tshuva follows the reasoning of the Rashash, but he takes it one step further. He's also troubled with this kasha. Why should both the Avi Ben and the Kohen make a shechiyonu? Better. Why should we say one of them should make a shechiyonu? Maybe both of them should make a shechiyonu. That's the shaila that the Rashbah in Simin Shin Lamed Ches Sha'alta. Someone else asked him the shaila. Hada asigna v'pinin Aben Avi Ben Mevarech Shtayim. Amayla Mevarech Nami Kohen Shechiyonu. Yivarech Avi Ben the Kohen Mitzvah. Yivarech Nami Kohen Matyano Liyodeh. They both should say shechiyonu for different reasons. One for the mitzvah, one for the hanah, but they both should say shechiyonu. Tshuva. So Zot Rashbah, I'll tell you what the answer is. Nistabra the coin lomavar vashum, the areza kishar matnas kuna, the avagadamati buhua no the coin, lomavarak shechiyanu. But the coin doesn't say shechiyanu on other matnas kuna. He gets the zro lechayayim vikeva. He gets chozav vishok. Doesn't make a shechiyanu on that, because this is not mati hanali. It's not like kona kelim chadoshim. It's not kona kelim chadoshim. Just because you get some money, you don't make a shechiyonu every time that you get money. He's getting matnas kuna, so it's a gift. But every time you get a gift, you always make a shechiyonu, says the Rashbah. You don't do that. So what's the shayla over here? Why should the kohen make a shechiyonu b'chol? What's the sofik? Umandu goyla, the person who has a sofik, the one who is mistapping in the Gemara, is under Rashbah, mishum b'ikah bircha shechiyonu b'hai mitzvah, since there's a bircha shechiyonu in this mitzvah, misaf kolon aman minayu mevarech. Birchas Shechiyonu is shayach to a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah. The osim is man lizman. Doesn't come every day. It's a suffix in the Gemara. Who should say Shechiyonu on this mitzvah? What's the suffix? The Gemara says that the Kohen should say Shechiyonu. The Kamati Ano Liyode. What's the Rashba is turning the Gemara its head? What's he saying? What's the suffix? L'chor, what the Rashba means is that maybe the Kohen should say Shechiyonu because there are two elements here. he's misayaya in the mitzvah. Even if the mitzvah is really of the fathers, but the kohen is misayaya in the mitzvah too. It takes two to tango. The father needs a kohen to give the pidyon haben too. But he's only misayaya. He's only misayaya. The father is doing the ikar mitzvah, the kohen is only misayaya. So maybe that's what the Rashba means, that it's not just the kamati an aliyadi. If it's the kamati an aliyadi, he's not going to say shechiyanu on that. He's not going to say shechiyanu on receiving other matnas kuna. But since the kohen is mati an aliyadi and he's misayaya in the mitzvah, so that's the havamina. Maybe shechiyanu should be recited by the kohen. Because he is getting some ana, and he's also misayaya in the mitzvah. So there are two elements over here. So maybe the kohen should say shechiyanu and not the avi ben. Of course, the conclusion of the Gemara is no, Aviyah ben says it. Why? Because he's the Ikar Mitzvah. The Ikar Mitzvah is being done by him, so the Shechiyonu is being recited by the Aviyah ben. But this is the suffix in the Gemara, according to the Rashba. Okay, but this is the basic sugya. This explains what the sugya is doing here and what the basic suffix of the Gemara is all about. Questions? So now we have to address another issue in the Gemara. Let's go back to the sugya. Now that we've figured out what it's doing here, the connection to the previous Mishnah, let's try to be medayik a little bit. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Simlai came to the Pidyon HaBen, and they asked him the following kasha. Pshita al Pidyon HaBen, asher gesharim sosa v'tzivanu, al Pidyon HaBen aviyah ben mevar. Poshet that the birchas ha-mitzvah the aviyah ben makes. Shechiyonu? Shechiyonu, that's a shayla, should the aviyah ben make that, or should the kohen make it? L'chora, the lashon of the Gemara is really a pella. What do we need the pshita for? The suffix of the Gemara is who makes shechiyanu on the mitzvah of pidyon haben. That's the suffix of the Gemara. So the Gemara should have just given the suffix. Why do we need the pshitas? But pshita al pidyon haben avia ben mavar. Why do I need that pasha? It's pasha. So what? It's so pasha. We don't even need anyone to say it. Of course he makes the bracha. Who else should make the bracha? He's doing the mitzvah. So who else should make the bracha? I need a Gemara to tell me that. What's the chiddush of the Gemara b'chlam? It's really a pellet. Really a pellet. So the Tzlach here is sensitive to this question. And he offers two answers which focus on some of the important yesodos about Pidyon HaBen. So I'd like to go through the Tzlach with you and go through the different answers, and that will actually lead us to some very important yesodos. The Tzlach points out that there's a machlokas Haposkim, whether you can do pidyon al yedei shaliach, he will be poda al yedei shaliach. Meaning, the father has to be poda his son, but he's not going to do it himself. He's going to make someone else a shaliach to do it. You know, the other person will give the chamisha slum to the kohen. Does that work? The Ramayin Yoredeya says you can't be poda al yedei shaliach. Can't. How does the Rama know this? Where is the Rama? The Rama. It's in page 4. It's in Yeredeya Simin Shinhei Sifyud. End of that long Ramah. The Ein of Ha'av Yochel Liftos Ha'yedei Shaliach V'gamein Bezdin Poden Oso Belo Ha'av. Rivosh Simin Kuf Lamed Aleph. Says the Ramah, the Rivosh assumes that there's no pidyon Ha'yedei Shaliach. What Rivosh? Who Rivosh? What are we talking about again? There's a world famous Rivosh. It's actually not the Rivosh that makes this comment, but the Shoel in the Rivosh. The Rivosh just doesn't argue with the Shoel on this point, so therefore the Ramah assumes that the Rivosh agrees with the Shoel. What does the Shoel ask? What's the Shaila that the Shoel asks in the Rivosh? This is on page 3 in the packet. Od sha'alta l'sakin l'chamat be'a bracha l'b'char apodes atzma. What's the nusach ha'bracha for someone who's poda himself? Also, you didn't know what the nusach habracha should be for the individual who's poda himself or for the father. Why? The Rambam says that you mavarich al pidyon haben. There's a different nusach habracha. A different nusach habracha. But not just a different nusach habracha, whether you mentioned the ben or not. The question is whether you mavarich be'al or you mavarich belamit. You say liftos es haben or al pidyon haben? That's a major question. This is a whole sugya on Daf Zayin. Nusach habracha, the nusach of birchas hamitzvahs. Do we say a bracha with al, or do we say a bracha with lamid? Oh, back and forth in the Gemara. Al bir chametz, livayr chametz, what's the nusach bracha? And the Rishonim have a whole discussion. They try to set forth principles. When do we say a bracha samitzah with lamid? When do we say with al? We attack our vote. So that's what's so complicated. It's not one standard nusach. Right? We say al pidyon haben and al hamila. We say lahadlik ner chanukah lishmoa kol shofar. I mean, some with lamid, some with al. The question is, what's the final principle of the Gemara? So the Rishonim talk about it. The Rosh and the Ran, the Rambam. Well, the Rishonim get involved. So that's what the Shoal and the Rivash is troubled with. He's trying to figure out what's the nusach bracha. What are you supposed to say? The Tomata al Harambam lama mevarach ba'al ke the mitzvah bin Aben ikara al ha'avram. Yeah. So now he's already giving you svaras. He's saying, why does the Rambam say you make a bracha al bin Aben? Ikar mitzvah is on the father. The Iker mitzvah is on the father. Eladimidiyuka, the tipode tifte, yalfinam podes atzmo, haval al yidei shaliach, oh, al yidei bezdin leslon. Pidyon al yidei shaliach, we don't find. So pidyon al yidei shaliach, we don't find. So then why should a father make a bracha al pidyon aben? What's the shoal's kasha? Who's the shoal assuming like? So the Shoal in his kasha is assuming like the Rosh. The Rosh quotes the Riva, who distinguishes between a Birchas HaMitzvah with Lamed or a Birchas HaMitzvah with Al. Let's take a look at this Rosh. Once you see the Rosh, so then the Shoal in the Riva's kasha fits in beautifully. I mean, he's just going with the Riva. He's running with the Riva. So the Rosh in the first parak writes like this. This is in Simin Yud. V'rivahaya mechalek the mitzvah d'efshar lasos al yedei shaliach mevarech al, avo mitzvah shu ba'atzma tzarech lasosa tzarech levarech balamed. The Rivah says, how do I know what bracha to make with al and what bracha to make with lamed and brichas ha-mitzvahs? That's all a function if you can do it al yedei shaliach. If you can do it al yedei shaliach, so then we give it a more general lashon. Al. If you do it only with yourself, if you can't do it ayyadei shaliach, so then we make a bracha with lamed. Lamed sounds more direct. It's your mitzvah. You do it. The shliach can't do it, so we make it with a lamed. V'zoi k'tzas svar sashas, he says. That's a little bit of the svar of the shas. It's only a little bit, because it doesn't explain everything. So you have to work a little bit more. The lomol mashma de losagi de lav ihu mohil. So the Rosh, if you don't realize he's invoking the Gemara, you say, like, what, he jump into Aramaic over here. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara assumes that if Avia Ben does a bris, he says, Lomol, Lomol es Aben. He does not say Al Hamila. That's not our minig. But that seems to be what the Gemara is saying. Why? The Lav Ihu the Lomohil. Glosagile the Lav Ihumohil. It's impossible for him not to do the bris. Meaning, it's his mitzvah. He does the bris. What does that mean? So Pashup Shat, again, without getting involved in too many complications here in the sugya, Pashup Shat is when a father does the bris milah, so he's doing his own mitzvah. If the father is unable to do the bris milah, let's say he doesn't know how to be a moil, he doesn't know how to do the bris. So then he gets the moil, right? He calls up a moil. This is the first thing that you have to do after your wife has a baby boy. Before you call your in-laws or your parents, you got to call the moil. I'm just kidding. Right, you should call the family first, but you got to call the moil very quickly because they get booked up very quickly. That's the first thing that you. One of the first things that you do. This is a known thing, right? You call the moil. So what are you doing? You're appointing the moil to do the bris for your son. So the truth is, if you look in the mechaber, you get that impression. The mechaber in Hilchos Milah says that the father should be standing on the side of the moil lohodio shu shlucho to tell him that he's a shliach. That he's a shliach, but not everyone agrees. Some claim there is no shlichus in Mila Bechlal. It's not a shlichus. You can't make a shliach in Mila. Why not? What do you think? What's the difference between Mila and other? Why can't you make a shliach in Mila? So maybe it's a mitzvah shebegufa. Like the Tosis Ribi said, holds that you can't have shlichus in mitzvah shebegufa. What's the mitzvah of Mila? Pashup Shana, the mitzvah of Mila is the chatichas orla, right? The Mila and the Pri, it's a maisa. So if you hold shlucho shel adam kamo, so doesn't relate the mice of the shliach back to the mishaleach, so I understand good and well. Can't make a shliach on the mitzvah of milah because the the father's not going to do the maisa. The shliach is going to do the maisa. The shliach doesn't relate back to the father, so shlichus doesn't work. So what are you doing? The answer is, you're just relinquishing your mitzvah. If you learn shlichus like the Tosus read, and you hold this notion of shlichus on a mitzvah shabagufo, so then if a father can't do the bris milah himself, he gives up his mitzvah, and then what's the din? The din is that all of Klal Yisrael is mitzvah to give a bris milah to this child. The Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Chaf Tes lists off a number of different mitzvahs that a father has to do to the child, right? He has to give him a bris, and have a pidyon haben if he's the bechor, and teach him Torah, marry him off, etc. There's a whole brisa, a beautiful lebedik asugya. So the Gemara there points out that there really are three different chiyuvim when it comes to milah. There's the chiyuv on the father, a chiyuv on Kol Yisrael, and a chiyuv on the child himself. If the father can do the bris milah, then he does the mitzvah himself. If no one does the bris milah until the child becomes a gadol, then the child does the bris himself. But before the child becomes a gadol, if the father can't do the bris, so who does it? Kol Yisrael. It's a din in all of Kol Yisrael, a din in Bez Din to do the bris. So maybe when the father can't do the bris milah, what's he doing? He's relinquishing his hold on the mitzvah. He's saying, I can't do it. So if I can't do it, then anyone who can do it, please do it. Now if he's mezakeh the moil to do it, if he gives him the zchus, so then the moil now has the zchus to do the mitzvah. Right? If he's there, so then no one else can sort of take it away from the moil. Right? If you take away the mitzvah from the moil, then the Gemara in Chulin says you have to pay for it. You would damage him, you have to pay 10 zehuvim. Right? You're not allowed to take the mitzvah away. But what made it his mitzvah? The answer is the father relinquished his hold, and he gave the zchus to this individual. He didn't make him a shliach, but he gave him the zchus, so now it's his mitzvah. But it's not that the father has a shlichus over here. So that could be what the Rosh is saying. Losagi the lav ihu moil. If the father does the bris milah on his child, he says lomolas haben, because that's the father's mitzvah. And the shliach cannot do the father's mitzvah. If the father doesn't do the mitzvah, that's a naya mitzvah. That's a new mitzvah. If the father doesn't do it, so then the other individual does it as part of Klal Yisrael. It's a different mitzvah. So that's why if the father does it, he says a bracha, he says a nusach, lomo lesaben. If the mayel does it, he says al hamila. Why? Because he doesn't have to be the one to do it. All of Klal Yisrael can do it. It's not special to him, so he doesn't get a lamed, he gets an al. That's what the Rosh is saying. Ve'al shofar anu mevarchim l'shmoa b'kol shofar. Why do we say l'shmoa b'kol shofar with a lamed? Lo sagi b'lav ihu shomea. No one else can be my shliach to listen to the shofar. I have to listen with my own ears. So also you make a bracha with lamed. And so on. And the Rosh continues. There are a lot of details here. We're not going to get involved in all of the details. But this is the yesod of the Rivah, that if it's efshar al-yidei shaliach, you make a bracha with an al. And if it's efshar, then you make a bracha with a lamed. So frek the shol in the Rivah, al pidyon haben. Al pidyon haben. Why should you make it Baal? It's not Ayyidei Shaliach. You can't do pidyon Ayyidei Shaliach. You can't do it Ayyidei Shaliach, so then you should make the bracha Belamed. Belamed, the chapela. The shoel is assuming, like the Rivah, that if it's Efshar Ayyidei Shaliach, you make a bracha Baal, but if it's Efshar Ayyidei Shaliach, you should make it with Lamed. So, frak the Rivah, it's Efshar Ayyidei Shaliach. Now, how did he know that? Unclear. But that's what he assumes. We'll have to understand why he assumed like that, but that's what he assumes. So he says, if it's Efshar Ayyidei Shaliach, he should make a bracha b'lamed. What's the Rambam doing? He's saying you make a bracha with an al. That's his kasha. That's his kasha. What is the Rivash answer to that kasha? So the Rivash says, he quotes Agimar. Quotes Agimar. Mikan lomdu nusach habracha shei ba'al. Our Gemara is the source that you make a bracha ba'al. Al pidyon haben, not liftos es haben. Stacha beferish a Gemara in Pesachim. Where? The last Gemara in Pesachim. Al pidyon haben. Can't argue with the Gemara. What's the reason? Zok the Rivash, v'nira hatam lefi she'en adom la'osan ha'mitzvah shem ba'lamah, g'on tzitzis v'tfilah nesukah, lefi shezu nasis b'siyu ha'koin shemakabal ha'pidyon. Lefisa af po da'atzmo mevarech ba'al. Dr. Yivash, the answer is, even if you can't do it through a shliach, but you can't do it yourself either. What does that mean? Can't do it ayidei shaleh, but I can't do it myself. Yeah, it takes two to tango. You need someone to be makabel the pidyon haben. You need the kohen. You can't do it ayidei shaleh. Someone else can't give the money for you. Somehow there's a mitzvah of pidyon haben that you have to do yourself. That nesina has to be done by you and not through a shliach. But you have to give it to a kohen. You need a siyua hakohen. It's not your mitzvah exclusively, says the Rivash. So it's not your mitzvah exclusively. It doesn't get a lamed. Lamed means the lav ihu dosagi, the lav ihu moil, that you have to do it yourself, and you only do it, right? It's your mitzvah. You can't dish it off, right? You can't dish it off to someone else to give it to a shliach, and you're not, right? And you're doing it yourself, not together with someone else. Your role can't be played by a shliach, and it's only your role in the mitzvah. But Zakhtar Rivash here says there's someone else playing a role in the mitzvah. The kohen also is involved. He needs to use a kohen in order to do the pidyon haben. That's what the Nusach HaBrach is about. So the Ramah says, look at the Rivash. The Shaul says pidyon is not afshar ayidei shaliach, and the Rivash agrees with him. He says, that's not why you make a bracha ba'al. You make a bracha ba'al because you need the siyu ha-kohen. So the maskana of the Shaul and the Rivash is what, says the Ramah? It's afshar ayidei shaliach. It can't be pod ayidei shaliach. That's the Rambam. That's the Rambam. But not everyone agrees. The Shach and the Taz both shry Chai V'Kayim on the Rambam. Shach and the Taz are both troubled with this Rambam. Yef Shrai, they're Shaliach. You're hiding behind the Rivash? That's very nice. But come on, what's the Svara? I can give you a Svara to tell you that it's Efshrai, they're Shaliach. What's the Svara? Four words. Not two words, not three, or four words. Go ahead, Shlucha. I don't care what the Shoel says. He doesn't have a basis for his svara. What's the havamina? You can't use a shliach for pidyon haben. Fregging the shach and the taz. Shach and the taz say, what's the svara? I think you should be able to use a shliach for pidyon haben. Shlucha shlodan kamoso. This is in Yoredei. Take the Shach, for example, in Sivkot and Yud Aleph. Ve'ena av yoch liftos ha'idei shaliach. Ze tomu'a, says the Shach. Do ha'kayim alam b'chol ha'torah shlucha shalana kamoso. V'chem avur b'divaram perakol shod yoch liftos ha'idei shaliach. He quotes a litany of Mepharshim who say, you can be pod ha'idei shaliach. He argues with the Ramah. And same is true in the Taz. Taz also argues with the Ramah. Machlokis. So machlokas. So we'll have to understand what this machlokas is based on. Very important machlokas. Very important machlokas. It goes to the heart of pidyon haben itself. But before we get there, let's come back to our sugya. Says the Tzlach, why do we start with this pshita? Yivarech says pshita al pidyon haben, birchas hamitzvah avi haben mevarech. Why start with the pshita? Just say shechiyonu has to be recited by someone. The asafeg should the Kohen make the Shechiyonu, should the Avi HaBen make the Shechiyonu? Why do I need Pshita for? Why do we have to start the Gemara that way? So says the Tzlach, according to the Taz and the Shach, I have the beginning of an answer. According to the Shach and the Taz, that pidyon is Efshar Ayidei Shaliach. So then we get the Pshita. The Gemara wants to establish that pidyon HaBen is Efshar Ayidei Shaliach. So it starts off by saying, Pshita, the Avi HaBen makes a bracha al pidyon haben. What's the purpose of that Pshita? The Pshita is not that the father makes the birchas hamitzvah. The Pshita is, what's the nusach habracha? Pshita, the father makes a bracha al pidyon haben. The key is the al. Once you know that he makes a bracha al pidyon haben, that proves that it's Efshar Ayidei Shaliach. Pidyon is Efshar Ayidei Shaliach, because if it were Efshar, you'd make a bracha belamid. So the Gemara establishes Pshita, you make a bracha al pidyon haben. It's Efshar Ayidei Shaliach, like the Taz and the Shach. And when you do it Ayidei Shaliach, who makes the Shechiyonu? Who could make the Shechiyonu? Only the Kohen assumes the Tzlach, but the Shliach is going to make a Shechiyonu for what? He's not doing the mitzvah, he's just a Shliach. The Mishaleach gets the mitzvah. The Shliach doesn't make a Shechiyonu, it's not his mitzvah. So the only one who could make Shechianu, if it's done Ayde Shalech, is the Kohen. So comes the Gemara and says, maybe the Kohen should always make the Shechianu, even if you don't do it Ayde Shalech. Since there is a circumstance where the only one who can make the Shechianu is the Kohen, because the Shliach is not getting Hanah, nor is he doing a mitzvah. So comes the Gemara and has a safek, who makes the Shechianu? Right? Who makes the Shechianu by Pidyon HaBen in general? Since when you do it Ayideh Shaliach, pshita that you make a bracha al Pidyon HaBen, it's Efshar Ayideh Shaliach. When you do it Ayideh Shaliach, the Shechianu has to be recited by the Kohen. So the Shaila is, if it's not Ayideh Shaliach, who says the Bircha Shechianu? Maybe the Kohen should always make Shechianu. Because Mati Ano Liyadeh, he has that element, and therefore, even if it's Ayideh Shaliach, he'll still make a Shechianu. Or should we say that at least when the father does the mitzvah, he should say Shechianu? That's the suffix of the Gemara. And Kamash Malan, the father, makes a Shechianu if he does the mitzvah by himself. If it's Ayideh Shaliach, Mistama the Kohen would make the Shechianu, because the Shaliach can't make the Shechianu anyway. This is the first answer that the Tzlach wants to give. But how can we answer the Gemara for the Ramah? The Ramah argues with the Taz and the Shach. He says, it's Yashar Ayideh Shaliach. What are we going to say? So he says, and you can answer for the Ramah too, because the Ramah is hiding behind the Rivash. The Rivash holds, why do we make a bracha al Pidyon HaBen? Why is it Baal? If it's Yashar Ayideh Shaliach, so then you should make it Balamid. What did the Rivash say? Well, you need a siyuah ha-kohen. You don't do the mitzvah by yourself. You need the kohen to be mesayeh. So zok tzlach, that's what the Gemara is saying. You make a bracha al Pidyon HaBen, not because it's efshar ayideh shaliach, but rather because you need the siyuah ha-kohen. You need the siyuah ha-kohen. So comes the Gemara and says, maybe Shechianu should be recited by the kohen. Why? Why? Not because of Mati Ano Liyadeh, because he's getting Hanoah from the mitzvah. It's not like Kelim Chadoshim. That's not a reason to say Shechianu. Mati Ano Liyadeh Zok Tzlach, the topic of the Gemara, is who's the Iker in this mitzvah? Here, Shechianu is being recited on a mitzvah, but who's the Iker in the mitzvah? The father, you know, on the one hand, you'd say the father is doing the Iker on mitzvah, Pidyon HaBen. So he should say Shechianu. But on the other hand, the Kohen is the siyua for the father. So you'd say, but what's a siyua? Misayeh, imbo mamish. Like, why is that significant? Isn't he tuffle to the father? Well, he might be tuffle to the father in one sense, but in another sense, the mitzvah is not nigmar without the Kohen. The mitzvah can't be completed without the Kohen. So you would think maybe the Kohen is the ikar in the mitzvah. He should say Shechianu. That's the suffix of the Gemara. Should the father say Shechianu because ko'ovid mitzvah? Because he's the primary protagonist in the mitzvah, or should you say the Kohen should say Shechianu, the Kamati Ano Liyadeh Dosmeit? Not that he's getting Hanoi, it means since he's the one who has to be Makabel the Kesef, the mitzvah is not Nigmar without the Kohen. So he's the main person in this mitzvah. That's the suffix of the Gemara, claims that's life in the second Pshat. The Pshita is, you make a bracha al Pidyon HaBen, that shows you that you need the siyuah of the Kohen. So once you need the siyuah of the Kohen, maybe he should say Shechianu, because he's the vehicle through which the mitzvah is completed. It's not nigma without the siyuah Kohen. Efshe shezek havanas ha-gemara says the tzvah dekamati ana liyadeh klo mashayin ha-mitzvah ne-gemara sa-chemati ana liyadeh. It's not the kabbalas hanah that's mechayiv Shechianu for the Kohen. No, it's that the mitzvah is ne-gemaras through him. Through his Kabbalah Sanah. So you think he's the Iker in the mitzvah? Kamash Malan, no. The father is the Iker in the mitzvah, the Shechianu is recited by the father. This is the Shaku V'Tayr of the Gemara, the two approaches of the Gemara, according to the Tzlach. Bein Lefi the Taz and the Shach, Bein Lefi the Ramah and the Rivash, whether Pidyon is Kosher Ayideh Shaliach, it's Efshar Ayideh Shaliach, or it's not Efshar Ayideh Shaliach. Questions? Question? Yes. Wait. How can we say what? Shluchos v'adamasa, but what?
by Shafiyam. Shulucho shel Adam kemoso by Shafiyam. Meaning what? Whose mitzvah is it? What are you saying? Shafiyam was set on a simcha. A simcha of a mitzvah that comes mizman lizman, that's not so common. Does the shliach have a simcha? He might be doing the mitzvah on behalf of the father, but the simcha belongs to the father. So it's hard to believe that the shliach would make the bracha. I think that's the assumption of the tzla. Okay? Any other questions? Okay. This is the basic sugya here himself. But there's one final, very, very important issue for us to address here. And that is, what's behind this machlokes, the Ramah, and the Shach and the Taz? Why should I say pidgin is efshrei de shaliach, or it's efshrei de shaliach? What's this all based on? The Shoal and the Rivash just makes an assumption, but he doesn't explain it through. So it behooves us to try to understand what's the background. Why should you say pidgin could be done de shaliach, or maybe it shouldn't be able to be done to a shaliach? So to answer that question, we have to address the second question that the Shoal asks. The second question, we'll look at the answer of the Rivash, and hopefully we'll be able to come full circle and we'll kaka understand what the Machlokas is all about. Let's go back to the Rivash. Okay, let's look at it together. This is a world-famous Rivash. Anyone who learns Choftes in Kiddushin, the Lebedik Asugis in Kiddushin, you learn them Be'ion, you look at the Rivash. There's a lot here, you'll see. As we continue, you'll see there's a lot about Pidyon HaBen, a lot about Mila, about the Yesodas of this mitzvah. The first kasha of the Shoal and the Rivash is, why do you make a bracha al Pidyon HaBen? It's Eifshar al Yedei Shaliyah, so you should make a bracha b'lami. That's his kasha. But then he says, I have a kasha, I have a steer in the Rambam Minei Ubei. That's the kasha I want to focus on, which will be the key, that's the mafteach to really understanding the whole sugi. V'od shalafishitas ha-Rambam zavolom ales b'no ipcha havalei l'sakeh. What does that mean? The Rambam paskins that Avi Aben makes a bracha lomol es beno, lomol es aben. We don't make that bracha. But that's the Rambam. The Rambam says that if the Avi Aben does the bris milah to his son, he makes a bracha lomol es beno. He makes a bracha b'lamid. So according to the Rambam in bris milah, you should be misaken by Pidyon Aben with the father does the Pidyon Aben himself. You should say, liftos es aben. Why should he make a bracha b'lamid over there too? If he's poda es beno, he should say liftos es aben, just like he says lamal es aben. If he's poda himself, the child is poda himself, so then he makes baal because he's like a shleich of the father. According to the Rambam, if the father does a bris milah on his son, he makes a bracha lamal es aben. So if he's poda his son, he should make liftos es aben. Why? How can I have a stira? The Rambam holds that you make a bracha al pidyon aben. The father makes a bracha al pidyon aben, and on bris milah he says lamal es aben. It's not a stir in the Rambam. One of shach. Either way, either make both with al or both with lamal. What's the answer to that kash? The Dasa Rambam says the Rivash in the second paragraph there in the Chuk. But nusach habracha shebaava poda omer baal v'poda atzma omer b'lamid. Ef shalos says tam. The child, when he becomes bar mitzvah, can do the mitzvah by himself. And actually, when he becomes bar mitzvah, when he becomes a gadol, he can only do it by himself. It's his mitzvah. It's not ayidei shaliach, right? Let's say the father, his father never did a pidyon haben on him. He's also a bechor. See, he's a bechor and his son is a bechor. Bechor ben bechor. So let's say who liftos, who no liftos. If there are two of them that need pidyon haben, kaimel and who called them liftos. The Gemara Kedushin says that he comes first. Shezem mitzvaso alav, if zem mitzvas beno alav, mitzvah de gufei adif, the Gemara Kedushin says. Mitzvah de gufei adif. His mitzvah is adif. It comes first. The Alma says the Rivash, Iker ha mitzvah ba'atzmo, ela shebekatnuso efshir. You see from this that Iker ha mitzvah ba'atzmo, meaning the Iker mitzvah of the child is his mitzvah. It's really the child's mitzvah. It's just bekatnuso, he can't do it. So that's why when he becomes a gadol, then he can do his mitzvah. Then it's a mitzvah on him, and it's only a mitzvah on him. It's not his father's mitzvah anymore, says the Rivash. By Pidyon HaBen, the mitzvah is on the son, he says. It's on each individual. It's on the Bechor. It's the mitzvah on the Bechor, says the Rivash. Aye, but he doesn't do it because, that's because it's Eev should do it because, so what, you're going to give him money? He has a bank account? He knows how to give the Siloim to the Kohen? At 30 days old? Is that precocious? No, not yet. He can't get into Shatnistin yet. He's not going to get into the honors program. Yet. It's not Shayach when he's a Kohen. When he becomes a Gadol, then we can talk about it. But when he becomes a Gadol, then the mitzvah is no longer on the father. As long as he's a Kohen, why is the father doing the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen? He's doing it as a shliach of the son, says the Rivash. He's doing it as a shliach of the son. But when the son becomes a Gadol, then he does his own mitzvah. And that's why, who liftos of no liftos? Who called him lifto? Mitzvah de gufei adif. His own mitzvah is adif, because his mitzvah is his own mitzvah. The son's mitzvah is not his mitzvah. Aye, but the son is a katan? No! The mitzvah is the mitzvah of the son. It's just as long as the son is a katan, the father is doing the mitzvah of the katan as a shliach, but it's not his mitzvah. His own Pidyon HaBen is his own mitzvah. The Pidyon HaBen of the son is the son's mitzvah that the Torah tells the father to do for the son as long as the son is a katan. Zokta Rivash, that's why if there's a choice of him doing a Pidyon HaBen or his son's mitzvah, he only has 5 slime, he does his own, because mitzvah the gufei adif, not the mitzvah of his shlichus. Says the Rivash, that's the answer for the Rambam. The Rambam says, why do you make a bracha of Lomeles HaBen and a bracha of Al Pidyon HaBen? That's because Al Pidyon HaBen, it's not the father's mitzvah. You would only make a bracha Liftos HaBen if that would be the father's mitzvah, but it's not the father's mitzvah. It's really the son's mitzvah. When the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Chav Tes says, Ha'av Chayev Ivno Lomulo Liftoso Lamdotara Lasio Isha, etc. What does it mean, Lamulo Viliftoso? Lamulo means that the father, according to the Rambam, the father has a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah on him to do a bris milah to his son. His son is the object of his mitzvah. The mitzvah Lamulas HaBen is a mitzvah on the father, says the Rivash, according to the Rambam. And that's why he makes a bracha Lamulas HaBen. Losagid Lav Ihumayel. No one else can do it for him. It's his mitzvah. So he makes a bracha Balamit. But liftos is aben, hav chayev ivno, lamulo viliftoso, those are not the same. Lamulo is a mitzvah on the father. Mitzvah on the father. Liftoso is a mitzvah on the son. It's the son's mitzvah, but the father is a shliach of the son, as long as the son is a katan. So if the father is only a shliach of the son, he makes a bracha al pidyon HaBen, not liftos is aben, because it's not his mitzvah, it's the son's mitzvah. This is the answer that the Rivash gives to try to explain the stira in the Rambam. It's no stira. The Rambam holds that there are two different mitzvahs, that the mitzvah of Mila and the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, even though they both masquerade as mitzvahs that the father is doing to the son, they're very different. By Mila, the father is doing his own mitzvah to his son, who's an object of his mitzvah. By Pidyon HaBen, the father is doing the mitzvah of the son as a shliach of the son. So that's why the Nusach HaBrach is different between Mila and Pidyon HaBen. The Rivash brings two rayas to his yisod, that by Pidyon HaBen, the mitzvah is really a mitzvah on the son, that the father is doing for him. One is from Hu Liftos, Ubeno Liftos. Let's say they're both he and his son need a Pidyon HaBen, who comes first? If he only has Chamesh Slaim, only has 5 Slaim to give to a coin, so which mitzvah should he fulfill? The Gemara says, Mitzvah de Gufei Adif, his own mitzvah is Adif. Mitzvah de Gufei Adif. So Zokta Rivash, you see that the mitzvah of the ben is not a mitzvah de gufei. It's not his own mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of the son. It's not his own mitzvah. It's not such a compelling right. Because you could say mitzvah de gufei adif just means a mitzvah that relates to his guf. Maybe the mitzvah to be poda his son is also his mitzvah, not the son's mitzvah. The mitzvah to be poda himself, once he becomes a gadol, is his mitzvah. But his mitzvah to be poda the son, maybe that's also his mitzvah. It's just the mitzvah on his guf, to be poda his own guf. Not only is it his mitzvah, but he's the object of that mitzvah. He's both the subject and the object of the mitzvah. As opposed to the mitzvah of the son, you could say the son is the object of the mitzvah, but maybe it's taka his mitzvah. It's not so compelling what the Rivash wants to say. That the fact that the Gemara claims mitzvah the gufei adif, that shows that only the mitzvah of the father to be called himself is his own mitzvah, but the mitzvah of the son is really a mitzvah of the son that the father is doing for the son. It's not so compelling. You could say that what's special about the pidyon haben of the father is that it's not only his mitzvah, but he's even the object of the mitzvah. As opposed to the son, maybe the mitzvah of the son is really a mitzvah of the father to do to his son, but the son is the object of the mitzvah. That's why it doesn't have kedima. What's with the second raya of the Rivash? Rivash has a second raya. What's his second raya? The second raya is that when the son becomes a godol, then the mitzvah of pidyon haben is only of the son. The father doesn't have a mitzvah anymore. Father has a mitzvah as long as the son is a katan, but once he becomes bar mitzvah, then there's no mitzvah on the father at all. So that proves, says the Rivash, that the mitzvah that the father is doing when the son is a katan, it's really the mitzvah of the son. Because if it's not a mitzvah of the son, so where did the father's chiyuv go? He had a chiyuv when the son was a katan. Suddenly, when the son becomes a gadol, the chiyuv just evaporates. Must be that even when the son is a katan, the chiyuv is really a mitzvah on the son. It's just he can't do it himself, so the father is doing it for him as a shliach. That's the raya of the Rivash. So many point out that this raya is also very questionable. First of all, not everyone agrees to even the assumption of the Rivash. The Sefer Chinuch in mitzvah Reish Tzadi Beis, quoted by the Minchas Chinuch in the mitzvah of Milah, Sefer Chinuch writes Beferish that the father still has a chiyuv after the son becomes a god. The father has a chiyuv to be called his son even after he becomes a god. This is in the extra packet, the Hosafos. The Minchas Chinuch quotes the Sefer Chinuch. In mitzvah Shin Sadi Beis, I'm sorry, not Reish Sadi Beis. The Sefer Chinuch says, Lufi Hadome, Sheha'av Chayev La'olam Liftos Beno. Afilu la'acha she'egdil. La'acha she'egdil la'ben, ha'mitzvah mutelas al ha'av. The Sefer Chinuch writes beferish that even after the son becomes a gadol, the father is still chayav in the mitzvah. So the whole assumption of the Rivash is questionable. Not everyone even agrees with his assumption that after the son becomes a gadol, the father is no longer chayav. What's more, the yisod of the Rivash is bent on the fact that he's distinguishing between pidyon haben as opposed to milah. That the mitzvah of pidyon haben is really a mitzvah of the son, that as long as the son is a katan, the father does for the son as his shliach, as opposed to the mitzvah of milah, which is really a mitzvah on the father. And his raya is that by pidyon haben, after the son becomes a gadol, then there is no mitzvah on the father anymore. So it must be that even when the son was a katan, the mitzvah was on the son, just the father is doing it as a shlichas for the son. Because if the mitzvah were on the father, where does the chiyuv go? Where does the chiyuv go? What should emerge then? According to this logic, if pidyon haben and milah are different. So by milah, what should be the din? Should the father have a mitzvah to give a bris milah to the son after he becomes a gadol? Yes. Right? If you assume that the mitzvah bris milah is a mitzvah on the father to do to the son, so then that mitzvah should stay even after he becomes a gadol. It can't evaporate. It's not like you have a mitzvah only for a certain amount of time. There's a mitzvah on the father, so then he has a mitzvah even after the son becomes a gadol. Maybe after the son becomes a gadol, the son could do it himself. He's part of Klal Yisrael, but the father still has the mitzvah. Where did that mitzvah go to? But that's a major discussion. There's a suffix in the Minchas Chinuch. What is the din? Right? What is the din? When the son becomes a gadol, is the father still chayiv in a bris milah? The father still has to give a bris milah to his son, even after he becomes a gadol, or not? Suffix in the Minchas Chinuch. And the Minchas Chinuch concludes that, what does the Rambam hold in this? The Rambam, the Rivash is trying to explain the Rambam Shita. What does the Rambam hold? That the father is what? Father is not mechuyev to give a bris milah to the son after he becomes a gadol. The Rambam in Hilchas Karban Pesach, of all places, we're learning Psachim. The Rambam says that milas bonav haktanim umilas kol avodav me'akeves also. If a person doesn't give a bris milah to his avodim kananim and to his children who are ktanim, then he can't bring the Karban Pesach himself. They're ma'akev on him. And Orel can't eat from the Karban Pesach, but the chiddush is that even a person's avodim kananim and his ktanim, he has to give a bris milah to the members of his household as well. And if he doesn't, then he can't eat from the Karban Pesach. Bonav haktanim? And how about gedolim? The answer is that once they become gedolim, the mitzvah is not on the father anymore, says the Mintasim. It's clear that the mitzvah is not on the father. It's only on the father when they're below bar mitzvah, not when they become gedolim. But if that's the case, what's the Rivash saying? What's the difference between Pidyon HaBen and Milu? We're back to square one. The Yisod of the Rivash is that the Rambam holds you make a bracha al Pidyon HaBen and a bracha lomeles HaBen, because the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen and the mitzvah of Milu are different. The mitzvah of Milu is a mitzvah on the father to do to the son. The mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is a mitzvah of the son that the father has to do, has to ensure that the son is mekayim his mitzvah. And his raya is that after the son becomes a gadol, the father's not mitzuva to be podim. But the Menchas Tinah says the Rambam holds that by milah it's doch the same thing. It's the zel bezach. After he becomes a gadol, the father's not mechuyav to give a bris milah to the son. So that's not a raya to anything, apparently. What's the raya of the Rivash? What's he saying? The fact that the mitzvah changes from pre-bar mitzvah to post-bar mitzvah, the chara doesn't prove anything. Because according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is the same, both by Mila and Pidyon HaBen. There's a mitzvah before godless, and then after it becomes a godless, there's no mitzvah. So what's the raya of the Rivash? Zoprev Baruch Ber in Birka Shmuel. He says, the raya of the Rivash is this. He says, of course you could say that there are different mitzvahs. There are different times. By bris milah, you could say that when the child is a katan, the father has a mitzvah. And after he becomes a gadol, the father is no longer mechuyev to give a bris milah to his son. It's not so shver to say that. Dr. Barber, what the Rivash is saying is that by Pidyon HaBen, such an idea doesn't make any sense. You can't have different periods of time. Why? Because Pidyon HaBen is a unique mitzvah. It's not just a maisa mitzvah. What is Pidyon HaBen? What are you doing in Pidyon HaBen? You're giving money to the kohen. There's a chov, there's a shibud, there's a chov, there's an obligation, a monetary obligation on the father. The Rivash is saying that if the father were mechuyev in this mitzvah when the child is a katan, that chiyuv could not evaporate when he became a gadol. Because if the father has a chiyuv when the child's a katan, then there's a chov on his nechasin, there's a shibud on his nechasin. His possessions have a lien, they're meshubud to the Pidyon HaBen. So where would that shibud evaporate to? There's a shibud nechasim on the father. He can't say there's a shibud nechasim lizman. That temporary shibud nechasim until bar mitzvah. That doesn't make any sense. If you tell me there's a chiyuv on the individual to do a maisa mitzvah, so that might only apply before he's a gadol. Mila is a maisa mitzvah. So you could say the father has a chiyuv before bar mitzvah and not after the child becomes a gadol. But Pidyon HaBen is about shibud nechasim. It's a chov mamon. So if the father has a chov mamon, chov zela heichan holach. Where does the chov go when he becomes a god? Zokter Rivash al karchov. Since the father's chiyuv does evaporate, that's his assumption, which we said is questionable. The chinuch argues with the assumption. But if you'll say that the chiyuv of the father in Pidyon HaBen falls away when the child becomes a gadol, Zokter Rivash al karchov, that's because the whole chiyuv was never a chiyuv of the father's. It had to have been a mitzvah of the son from the beginning. It's just when he's below bar mitzvah, the father does the mitzvah for the son. And after he becomes a gadol, then the son does his own mitzvah. That's what the Rivash was saying. That the fact that by Pidyon HaBen, the chiyuv can fall away, that shows you that the mitzvah was never a mitzvah of the father. Because if it were a mitzvah of the father, it couldn't just fall away because it should create a shibud nechasim, and the shibud nechasim can't be pukka just when the son becomes a boy. This is the Rivash. What emerges from the Rivash is that you see that the Yisod, the whole Yisod of the Rivash, the fact that he says that there's a chiluk in the Rambam, there's a distinction between Pidyon HaBen and Milah in the Rambam, that's because he has an understanding of the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. The Rambam's understanding of the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is that it's really a mitzvah of the son. And the father is doing the mitzvah of the son, when the son is a katan, he's doing it as a shliach of the son. That's the yisod. Now that yisod can help explain the other comment of the Rivash. Again, the Rivash and the Shoal hold, Pidyon HaBen is EF Shor Aydei Shaliach. Can't do it Aydei Shaliach. Can't do it through shlichus. And the Shach and the Taz ask, but Heichon Matzinu, Right? What's the difference between this manishtana pidyon ben mikola Torah kula that shlucho shel adam kemoso? What's the difference? So it could be that the answer is that the Ramah and the Rav Ash on the one hand, the Shach and the Taz on the other hand, they're arguing about the nature of the mitzvah pidyon ben itself. The Shach and the Taz hold that the mitzvah pidyon ben is a mitzvah of the father. It's a mitzvah of the father to do to his son. It's a mitzvah of the father. So if it's a mitzvah of the father, and there's this mitzvah, nesinas, chamisha, slayim to the kohen, why can't you do it aydei shaliach? What's the difference between this and any other mitzvah? In kol haTorah kula, we say that you can do a mitzvah through someone else. This is not a mitzvah shebegufo per se, right? It's not like sukkah, it's not like tefillin, that you have to do it to your body. You have to give chamish slayim, so why can't you do that through a shliach? That's what the Shach and the Taz are saying, and it makes a lot of sense at first glance. So why do the Ramah and the Rav Ash argue? They say it's Yeshua Yidei Shaliach. Why not? Why can't you do Pidyon Yidei Shaliach? The answer is they understand that the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is really a mitzvah of the son. So how does the father do this mitzvah? The father does the mitzvah only as a shliach of the son. How did he become a shliach of the son? Did the son appoint him as a shliach? No, he's a katan. He can't appoint anyone. How did the father become a shliach of the son? Who appointed the father a shliach of the son? Who? What's the answer? What's the answer? The Torah appointed him a shliach of the son. Torah says, kol b'char b'necha tifta. The Torah tells the father to be poda the son. So if you understand, like the Rav Ash, that the mitzvah of pidyon haben is a mitzvah of the son, but as long as he's a katan, the father is doing it for the son as a shliach, so that shlichus is not something... It's not that the Kotan gave some koach to the father. No, the Torah made him a shliach. And it could be that whenever the Torah is the one that appoints the person as a shliach, then his power is limited. If the bailim, if the person who owns the chalos, the person who's in control of the chalos, makes someone into a shliach, then the rule is normally that shliach owes a shliach. By getting the kiddushin, that's the halacha. The Gemara in kiddushin on Dafnei Malev says shliach osa shliach. Not only can the baal make a shliach, he can make a shliach lahalacha, and the woman can make a shliach lekabbalah, a shliach to bring a get and to accept a get, a shliach to give kiddushin and to accept kiddushin. But shliach osa shliach too. That shliach can make another shliach. Why? How does he have the koach to do that? The answer is, what is shluch hashlonu kemosu about? It's about mesiras koach. The baal gives koach to the shliach. So the shliach can transfer koach to someone else. If the shliach gets koach from the baal, then he can transfer whatever koach he received. Because it's the baal who's in control. The baal who's the bailim on this chalos, who gave his koach to the shliach. But if the shliach doesn't get koach from the bailim, if the Torah gives the shliach the koach, the mitzvah really belongs to the son. But the Torah says, you can do the mitzvah for him. You can be a shliach of his. So then the Torah said, that's your koach. We are giving you a koach of shlichus. No one gave you a koach to appoint someone else as a shliach. So you would say, but why can't I? I'm no different than any other shliach. You're very different than another shliach. Another shliach receives koach from the bailim. Here you didn't receive koach from the bailim. The Torah says the mitzvah really belongs to the son. But we're going to make you a shliach of the son. You didn't receive koach from the son. You received koach from the Torah itself. If you receive koach from the Torah itself, then your koach is limited to your shlichus. You can't make another shliach. We don't say shliach osa shliach in that case. Time doesn't permit to elaborate on this, but these were the extra makoros that I gave you. The Ramban in the Milchamas Hashem in Gittin has a discussion about Kabbalah Saget, the fact that a Nara can accept her own get, not just her father. How does she do that? Does she do it as a shliach of her father? Or does she have her own yad to do that? The Ramban has a comment there where he says that according to one of the Amorayim, she's a shliach of the father. I mean, because she's a shliach of the father, she can accept her get, but she can't make a shliach in her place because it's the Torah that made her into a shliach of the father. And if the Torah made her into a shliach of the father, it's an automatic shliach. The father didn't make her into a shliach. Even if he doesn't make her into a shliach, she can still accept her get. But why can she accept her get? She can accept her get because the Torah made her into the shliach. But if the Torah made her into the shliach, she doesn't have her own koach. So if you don't have her own koach, she can't make a shliach in her stead. This is a yesod, that if the koach hashlichus comes from the Torah, it doesn't come from the Bailin, then you don't have the real koach over here. You have a limited koach. You don't have a full koach habailin, you have a limited koach. If you have a limited koach, then you can't make a shliach. This could be the basis of the Ramah and the Rivosh. Right? One Rivosh is really explaining the other. The Rivosh's understanding of the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen explains the other Rivosh, that's Yefshar Yideh Shalir. That because the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, according to the Rivosh, is a mitzvah of the son, it's just the father, as long as the son is a katan, the father does it for him as a shliach, that's the exact reason. That is the reason why the Rivosh and the Shaul assume that you can't do it Yideh Shalir. Because since the father is a shliach of the Torah, he wasn't nismana by the son, he wasn't appointed by the son, so then he doesn't have a koach of a bailus. He has a limited koach of shlichus that was given by the Torah, and someone who has such a limited koach can be the shliach, but he can't make someone else into a shliach in his place.